This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the same studio, Chime Time 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
All right, 4 hours of hanging out wasn't enough. Now I got to do a stupid podcast.
Yes, we do. But I'm excited. It's fun. It's fun to actually be in the same studio as you for, like, the first time ever.
Well, it'll be easy to post. We're all here. You don't have to do a lot of work. You know, connect to you at home. We're good.
Yeah, it makes it nice and easy on me. I'm not mad about it.
How do you think things went today on the Greg Hill Show?
I think everything went swimmingly. I think it flew by. The 4 hours felt like one.
Which, by the way, is the key. When someone's filling in for your show and it goes by fast, that's kind of the key.
It is vacation season. That is exactly what my meter for how well a show goes is how fast it goes. And today flew by. Excellent discussion all the way around. Got some baseball, got some basketball, got some football. I loved it.
I know you wanted more vax talk and mandates talk. I wasn't willing to go there. And you want to do 4 hours on vaccination stuff. I'm not committed to, like you are, Sean.
Yeah, you know, I understand that. I appreciate that about you, Mutt, and I'm glad you stuck to your morals.
All right, so quick recap of the Red Sox. I fell a hit short on my total bases, so now we went 1-2 in the Toronto series on total base bets. That was a loser. I totally forget what your bet was, Chris Sean.
My bet was over 4.5 strikouts for one Nick Pavetta.
Oh, yeah, you laid like minus 900.
It was minus 145. Oh, it was just a little bit of juice, but he hit it, and that's what matters.
No Red Sox baseball today, so we got lots of baseball betting that's out there. A lot of people have baseball content. I'm going to have none because my prep was all for doing a four-hour radio show this morning, and there's no gambling tied into it at all. However, we teased this yesterday. So this came up in the Mac Jones discussion of his MVP. We talked about it today on your show. I think Mac Jones at 60-1 is a terrible bet for MVP. I don't think he's going to be in the conversation at all. It's less about Mac Jones, more about his team. But the odds are out there right now, and I had said sort of in passing to you the other day, there are some guys that I find interesting, and you unprovoked said, I have an NFL MVP bet I want to talk about.
Yep.
Well, with no Red Sox game and no podcast tomorrow, I'm telling you right now, we'll be back on Saturday, we're taking tomorrow off, you are ready to debut on the final day of June 2022. Shime's early NFL MVP bet, and you're going to back it up with a thesis on why it's worthy of a bet.
Yes.
So I'm going to get out of the way. I will let you monologue, and then I'll react to it. I have no idea what you're going to say. I hope it's not Mac Jones.
It's not.
So
I can assure you it's not Mac Jones.
People want to know. I want to know. Who's the early, end of June, Shime Time NFL MVP thought?
So here it is. I'm going to lay it out for you. He's 20-1, and he's actually been an MVP before. So I might give it away.
I know who it is now, but keep going.
Yep, exactly. But so last season, he was dealing with injuries, not just himself, but his entire team.
Yep.
They didn't make the playoffs, which means that there's a ton of room for growth year to year.
And some narrative of, hey, they weren't out of the playoffs last year. This quarterback brought them back to the playoffs. But go ahead.
Bingo. And that guy would be my guy. He is an original Shime guy.
Sure
a
is.
Guy I won on a bet to win MVP years ago at 50-1. That would be Lamar Jackson. And I think one of the things you have going for you is Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray, both also 20-1, are far more popular picks, I think, to win MVP this year than a guy like Lamar Jackson. A lot of people are down on Lamar Jackson after what happened last year and after the trading of Hollywood Brown.
Yep.
But I think ultimately what Baltimore is setting up is that they're going to get back to running the football. I mean, people don't realize or remember that they lost their three starting running backs in the offseason last year.
They had
in the preseason
nobody's
last year.
Running the ball last year for
they,
them.
I mean, they lost They lost Gus the Bus. They lost Justice Hill. And they lost J.K. Dobbins. So now Dobbins will be back. They also brought in Mike Davis to help, at least just have some veteran presence that's old, reliable.
Yes, he really helped in Atlanta last
year. He's not very
good.
Really
helped. He got usurped by Cordarrelle Patterson his first week there. He was great.
He's not very good, but he's there. Ultimately, the idea is that they're getting players back, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So Baltimore as a team will be better this year. They weren't a playoff team last year. I am planning on betting their team total over and that they make the playoffs this year. I think Baltimore has a massive step forward. And statistically, before Lamar got hurt, he was playing almost as well as he played in the MVP season outside of throwing more interceptions. He was throwing almost equally amount of touchdowns, yards, and rushing yards. The other thing that he didn't really have going for him last year was the rushing touchdowns. He just wasn't converting. But again, he's due for positive regression in that category. And so ultimately, I think Lamar Jackson is becoming underrated at this moment just because so many people are down on Baltimore for some reason after what happened last year, not recognizing the amount of injuries that team suffered.
So the narrative part, I buy into. I buy into the fact that he probably should be a better price than 20, a lesser price. I think 20 to 1 is a fair value. Where I get caught up when you bring up Lamar Jackson is just two things. One, how much are they going to let him rush? Because I don't think he's throwing for 4,500 yards passing.
No, I agree.
I think he would have to win in the MVP. He would have to be let loose and free to rush for close to 800, 900 yards somewhere in there, and additionally 7, 8, 9, 10 rushing touchdowns. So if they're gonna, I think with these fast quarterbacks, athletic quarterbacks, as they get older, those rushing numbers go down. So I don't know if he's going to be able to put up basically the stats, John. The narrative thing I buy into, they're going to be a playoff team or a contender this year, certainly more than they were a year ago. Can he put up the video game Tecmo Super Bowl Madden numbers to compete with Mahomes, Allen? I think Derek Carr is going to have a huge offensive year, a first-rounder Josh McDaniels. Matt Stafford still has a lot of talent around him. They've brought in Allen Robinson. Like, there are so many other quarterbacks going to put up video game numbers. For Lamar to be in the conversation, he's going to have to do that. Are you confident he can put up a combination of rushing and passing video game numbers? Or in your world, he doesn't have to do that to win? Like, that's where I get a little bit tripped up with the thesis here.
So I think Lamar Jackson absolutely will be far more involved in the rushing game this year.
Okay.
I mean, so last year, on a per-carry basis, he was running for more yards than he had ever done. He is only 25 years old, so he's not really old. I understand your argument of as quarterbacks get older, they get slower, blah, blah, blah. Lamar's only – people don't understand. He came into the league at 21 years old. He's only 25. He was averaging 9.3 – what was it? I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong number. But even still, he was averaging 64 yards per game last year in only 12 games, had 767 yards. To think he goes back over 1,000 for not the second time in his career, but now the third time in his career would be, I think, extremely likely. I think he falls somewhere in between that 2020-2019 season in terms of rushing yards, which is between 1,000 and 1,200. So I'm thinking he gets somewhere around 1,100. Do you know how many running backs last year had over 1,100 yards rushing?
I don't know.
It was 5. If Lamar Jackson is in the top 7 rushing yards leaders, I think on top of throwing for over 3,500 yards and somewhere close to 30 touchdowns, I think immediately puts him right towards the top of the MVP conversation again, and I think that's all it takes.
So just for the record, his yards per carry were way down last year. They were over 6.9, 6.3 the 2 years prior. It was under 6 yards per carry this past year. The rushing touchdowns also way down, 7, 7, and then just 2 last year. So
yep.
You already said on the record, he's got to rush for more touchdowns, which I agree with. His MVP year in 2019 was 36 TDs, only 9 picks, and on top of that, the 1,200 yards rushing. Like, that to me is sort of around what he'd have to do, and I don't know if he's capable of doing it with that offense. Like, maybe I'm misremembering. So they traded Hollywood Brown.
Correct.
He still has Mark Andrews.
Yep. Rashad Bateman is now a second-year player.
Bateman's a second-year guy, like Devin Duvernay. Some other. I don't even know if he's still, like, does he have the cast around him to put up close to 40 touchdown passes and then also rush for 100,000 yards? The 20-1 I like, but making the case he's going to put up those 2019 numbers again are similar when we have now Allen, who's better than he was in 19. Mahomes still has loaded offense. Other guys are going to be, teams pass the ball more, even more than they did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I like what you're saying. I like 20-1. I don't know if the video game numbers will be there for him this year.
Yeah.
That's where I get tripped up.
I get that. And
I don't
that's
think quarterback
fair.
Wins get it. I don't think we're beyond the point where quarterback wins get you an MVP. You have to win and then put up the video game stats too.
Sure. And I think ultimately, in my opinion, the one thing that's going to hold Lamar back coming into next season is the interception number, right? He only had 16 yep. touchdowns, 13 interceptions passing
only
last year.
Only had 9 picks that MVP year. Holy crap, that's good.
He had 6 picks that MVP year.
The following year,
he had 9.
Woo!
So, like, if he throws for under 10 picks and anywhere close to 30 touchdowns, if he throws 30 touchdowns and, say, 9 interceptions and has over 3,500 or over 3,000
wow.
yards passing
wow.
on top of the 1,100 yards rushing, I think that's when Lamar becomes an MVP candidate, right? It's going to be really hard. Like you said, it's a passing league. You know Josh Allen, Justin Herbert are going to have 4,500-plus yards this year, especially in a 17-game season.
Oh, yeah.
You just know that that's going to happen.
Good point. Yeah, the numbers are going to be even higher.
Ultimately, I think Lamar's goal needs to be reducing interceptions and increasing the touchdown number. Yardage-wise, I'm not concerned in the least bit about him getting the total yards necessary, right? 3,500 yards passing and 1,100 yards rushing puts him right in that total yardage area of your Pat Mahomes, your Justin Herbert, your Josh Allen. And ultimately, it'll come down to the touchdown-interception ratio. And I think that is the key in this discussion. I think he has the ability to be better throwing touchdowns and less interceptions. I think Mark Andrews, you're going to see, have an even bigger impact this year after a massive year last year.
He was awesome. I think there's an argument to be made he's the best tight end in football.
Agreed.
Like, I think he's better, given his age, he's better than Kelce right now. Again, different debate, different show. We get all of July to rank tight ends in the NFL. But on the heels of what you're saying, if you believe that, you should be drafting Mark Andrews first in all your fantasy stuff, all your best
ball. Oh, yes.
Lamar can't have the year you're talking about, Shime, without Mark Andrews being awesome, because it's Bateman, it's Duvernay, it's Tylan Wallace, it's Jalen Moore, Slade Bolden, the kid from Alabama.
Yep.
Shamar Bridges, like, they're just...
The wide receivers core is not good, but I think
no
that also...
talent. Andrews is going to be... Boy, I'm glad we talked about this, because I want to move him up my best ball rankings here
100%
in the next month, because you're right. If he goes off, it's going to be the benefit to Mark Andrews.
When you talk about narratives, though, I think that almost helps Lamar, because if he does have those video game numbers, it's like, well, he's doing it with nobody. He's doing it with just Mark Andrews.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And that's why I think, like, to Pat Mahomes' credit this year, if he puts up stupid numbers this year with only Travis Kelce and then pulls Juju from the depths of hell and makes Mecole Hardman finally into something without Tyreek Hill, like, Pat Mahomes is going to have a really good argument as well. So that's one of the things. I think that the almost lack of talent in some ways can help Lamar, because I think this team is good enough to get wins. And then if he continues to put up the video game style numbers from the rushing game and then throws for close to 3,500 yards, I think Lamar has a really good shot.
I guess while we're on this baseball-free edition of the BetQL Boston podcast, I should go and look at the Baltimore Ravens win total. Since if you're high on Lamar winning the MVP,
right now.
I'm just scrolling on DK right now. I apologize. They wish to do it just in alphabetical order. 9.5.
Yeah, I'm going over.
Juiced up to -150.
Yeah, that's the tough part, though. Like, I need that number to bump up to 10.5, and I'd still go over. I think Baltimore wins that division. I think Cleveland is going to be in disarray with the whole Deshaun Watson issue. I think Pittsburgh, although they'll be competitive, won't be great, because Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett does not do it for me.
I like Pittsburgh a little bit this year. It's like a fun. I mean,
as like a fun team. Like, I think
an
over
team.
They'll be frisky, and then you have the Bengals, who everybody's going to be high on because they were just in the AFC Championship game last year.
But to your point, okay, so right now, to make the playoffs, don't look at the odds.
I had it wrong.
Okay?
Since he dominated.
Okay,
well, but go back.
I can edit.
It's
your
that.
Podcast. You can
I can edit that out.
To your point about the Ravens and Bengals here, just one thing. So the market agrees with you, by the way. The Ravens are -150 to be a playoff team this year. The Bengals are only -135. So there's at least thought of the Super Bowl hangover affecting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Ravens taking advantage. So I mean, if you're on Lamar for the MVP at 20-1, my guess is you're also in a bunch of these season-long things for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to wait Closer to the season, they'll release some like player prop futures. So like total receiving yards.
Sure will.
And so when I see that Mark Andrews receiving yards number, or if you can find, I know they generally will do like to lead the league in receiving yards, but if you can find to lead tight ends in receiving yards, I am going to invest heavily in Mark Andrews this year.
Does it make any sense? Well, you're getting 20-1 to win the MVP. He's 25-1 Lamar Jackson. It's to be Offensive Player of the Year. Is there a scenario where he wins?
I don't think
offensive play. So to win Offensive Player of the Year, not MVP, there'd be a Defensive Player won MVP.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at Offensive Player of the Year, like you're better off betting Mark Andrews because you're just going to get a ridiculous value. But I think when it comes to MVP, I think Lamar is my favorite. Like I think for the exact same reasons I really like Lamar, I also really like Jalen Hurts. The Eagles have done a very good job of acquiring talent around him, getting A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith is now a second-year receiver. You saw what a guy like Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen in his third year. This is now Jalen Hurts' third year. This is his make-it-or-break-it year. He was a playoff team last year. I actually really like what the Eagles have done this offseason. They kind of secured up the offensive line a little bit on top of adding A.J. Brown. And so I really like Hurts, but I also feel like the public in general is higher on Hurts.
Yeah.
And so that's why I lean more towards Lamar than Jalen Hurts.
I'm trying to find, as you were talking about, the Mark Andrews Offensive Player of the Year number, which I'm sure is listed here or something. They have so many options for you. I did see your Rashad Bateman's 150-1.
Mark Andrews is 70-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think it's likely, but say Lamar has his 36 touchdowns again.
Yep.
If 18 of those are Mark Andrews and he sells like a receiving record at tight end for touchdowns, 70-1 is going to look like a gift.
Yeah.
Just pointing out, I'm just saying, if you don't love Bateman or Duvernay and you think he's going to have to throw him to somebody, I don't hate it.
Because
Mac Jones MVP bet.
I love betting position players for Offensive Player of the Year, like skill players, because
over quarter.
It is the non-quarterback MVP award.
Yeah.
MVP always goes to the quarterback, and then the Offensive Player of the Year will go to the best Offensive Player of the Year.
All right, so can I say I like it, I don't love it?
Yep, you're allowed to. Again,
but you've opened up a conversation about the Ravens.
Yes. I really like the Baltimore Ravens this year. I think they are extremely underrated. Clearly, Vegas seems to be in the same headspace.
Yeah, 9.5 is the total, and it's getting buried.
And it's juiced.
Playoff total, to be the playoffs, they have, better odds technically than, say, the Bengals?
Yeah.
I think you and Vegas are on the same page here.
Yeah.
You guys are sharing DMs and text messages.
Look at that. So there you go.
As we're doing the show, I'm looking at poor John Anderson, who's doing the Gresh and Keefe show. He misses us.
Yeah.
He misses this show.
Oh, desperately. You have to work with him tomorrow. So
I do? Oh, I thought he was off.
He might be off.
I agreed to work with Gresh and Keefe because
Anderson was off and Gresh is off. That's right. Oh, okay.
He's already.
Oh, so you get to work with Billy and Nick.
He's in vacation mode. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
The Nash hat on. Just thinking. He's swiping right now. On Tinder. Check us out on Twitter, folks. If you're listening to the podcast right now, BetQL Boston. You can also follow the podcast iTunes, Spotify, and on Odyssey. We're taking tomorrow off, Shine, because there's no timing to make it work.
Yeah.
We're being honest. By the time we record, the Red Sox games would have started.
Yep.
You're going to be on the air till 10. I'm on the air at 10. Unless we did a 5:30 a.m. podcast, which I'm not willing to commit to tomorrow.
Neither mind.
Not going to do it. We're taking tomorrow off. We come back Saturday. We do some Red Sox. We do some round three of the John Deere, which I haven't even looked at. This is how little I'm invested in golf.
Yeah.
Normally, by this point on Friday or Thursday, I have the Watch ESPN app up. I'm following 10 different DraftKings teams, 40 underdog teams that I've drafted. I have not looked at the leaderboard once.
There are 5 players tied at 3-under currently. Nick Lashley, one of Hannibal's best bets, is in the lead.
Oh, how about that? By the way, he was the highest-owned DraftKings golfer in
no,
the
he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
That's unbelievable.
I saw it from one of the golf guys I follow.
God,
with Nick Lashley.
I don't think that's a good thing.
That's probably not good. Let me just, people don't care. You can find that information on your own. So we're taking tomorrow off. We're back on Saturday for sure.
Can't wait.
For the rest of the holiday weekend, I'm not making any guarantees. But Saturday morning, we have golf, we have Red Sox baseball, and lots of other stuff, including Tales of Shime was going to go golfing today, I'm being told.
I'm going golfing today and tomorrow.
Where are you guys playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're playing Wayland Country Club.
Ooh, is you and dad and brother again?
No, it's actually me and a couple buddies. Buddy of mine.
Hey, Wayland. Get the marshals out there. I like a couple twisted tees.
You never know. Might dabble in some tweez, maybe just some light beers. Who knows?
Okay. Well, we'll be talking.
It's going to be a hot one out there.
It's going to be hot. As Shine was saying all day today, he loves you sunshine with the weather. You're very happy when you talk about the weather on the Greg Hill
Show. I'm sunshine. That's what it is.
Oh, boy. And on that note, folks, we say enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We are back on Saturday morning, Chris Shine. We'll talk to you then.
Can't wait, Mutt. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.